Prevailing word, prevailing word, love never fails. God's love prevails, God's love prevails, love never fails. Prevailing word.
Welcome to the Prevailing Word Ministry with Philip Baker.
You in their stead. Turn to your neighbor, say this to them. God loves you. With his undying, never failing, unconditional love. And he wants to do you good and make you happy. Point to yourself. Say, I'm the crown of God's creation. The apple of his eye, marked by his love, and the focus of all his affection. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. If you were not here Sunday, who was here Sunday? Who was not here Sunday? I'll advise you to get the tape. Get the tape that Pastor taught on the kingdom of God. Yes. You know, it's a must get. Amen. You understand? Because that's Pastor Dollar, Pastor Taffer, they've been teaching us on the kingdom of God. And, you know, Sunday, it really, really, really blessed me. I mean, he kind of got off his note and he just started sharing from his heart. And so, I believe it was in 95, 96, I did a teaching on the mystery of the kingdom of God. Who was here when I did a teaching on the mystery of the kingdom of God? Okay, so most people weren't. So guess what I'm going to teach on? The mystery of the kingdom of God. Since most of you weren't here, and Pastor them teaching on that right now, so some of the things that I share, you heard it. Since Pastor Dollar, Pastor Taff have been teaching on the kingdom of God, so some of the things I share, but it's like Pastor was saying Sunday, you know, he said, I wish Taffer would get up here and preach this all over again, because we don't, you know, you don't hear something one time and get it. You know, faith come by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. It's like a repetition. You remember when you was in kindergarten, right? And you learned your ABC. Did the teacher say your ABC one time and you got it? They made up a song, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. And you heard it on Sesame Street, and you heard it when you got to school, and you kept hearing it, you kept hearing it, you kept hearing it. And now, I can't convince you that the alphabet begins with an M and finishes with an O. Why? Huh? What the alphabet begins with? Who told you that? The teacher. So it's not right when people say, I don't believe the Bible. Man wrote the Bible. That's crazy, right? Because we believe everything that man wrote. Because everything you know, you learn from a man or a woman. When you were born, when you broke the matrix and came out of your mother's womb, you didn't know jack, right? All you knew how to do was cry. And you want milk and you sleep and you wake up and you eat milk. So everything you learned from then on, you were programmed. You know, that guy have on a red shirt. But how I know it's red? You think about it. When you were born, you came out of your mother's womb. Did you know that that was red and this was navy blue? So somebody told you that, right? You believe? You believe what your mama told you? You believe what your daddy told you? You believe what your teacher told you? You believe what the media say? Because you hear it all the time. And if you hear it enough, you believe it. If you hear it enough, if you listen to it enough, eventually you'll believe it. Right? That's why we keep speaking the word of God over and over and over. Now, this is the thing. If you hear more news and world report than you hear the word of God, you're going to believe the thing that you major on, the thing that you hear the most, that's what you're going to tend to believe the most. You hear people say, like they say on the talk show, like I heard this on CNN. Rarely, say rarely. Rarely you hear somebody say, this is what the Word of God say. I know all you world changers and Bible scholars say that all the time, but I'm saying just in the natural, rarely you hear someone say, like the Word of God say. You know, Paul said that in his writing. What, you think about it. Be honest. When you're talking to people on your job, you on your job, how many of you in here got a job? How many of you in here talk to people on your job? 9 out of 10. When you're talking to people on the job and they say something crazy, do you say, well, the Word of God said this? What you say? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's sure true. All the economy, they start talking about the economy, and you agree. I'm going to come over here and talk to y'all. They start talking about the economy, and you agree. Yeah, you know, yeah, that's what they say. I'm not saying everybody, not you, but people that you know. People that you know. You hear people that you know, they talk about the economy, they talk about this, and you agree. Not you, you know. When I say you know I'm not talking about you. People that you know agree. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's getting bad. Yeah, the government. Yeah, the president. So the media job is to convince you that what they're saying is so. How many of you in here watch the news? How many of you read the newspaper? So you know when you read the newspaper, that's old news. Once you read it, it's gone, right? It's something happened, they wrote it down, you read it, it's over. It's over. But we tend to even read those stale old news more than we read the good news. And one thing with this, when you read this, it don't stop. When you read, this is the only book that's alive. This is the only book that's pregnant with revelation. Okay, so you read something in the newspaper, Osama bin Laden is dead. What more revelation you could get out of that? He's dead. Okay, that's past. It's past. Okay, what more revelation is that phrase pregnant? Like, oh, man, I got that. Osama is dead. Oh, yeah, I could see where, yeah, God, I'm believing you. No, it's dead. It's over. It's old news. But you could read 50 times, you shall have whatsoever you say. All things are possible to him that believe it. And you may hear it, and you always heard it. And one day you heard it again. All things are possible to him that believe it. And it struck your spirit. Bam! Yeah, God, okay. I'll perfect those things. You hear Psalms 138, verse 8. It said, I'll perfect those things which concern you. And you hear it over and over again. All of a sudden, one day it hit. Psalms 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed me and delivered. See, that's alive. That's alive. And you may read it 10 times, 20 times, 50 times. And all of a sudden, one day you heard it again. Psalms 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed me and delivered me from all destruction. Another thing, you could go and start looking up words and it jumps out of you. Like I looked up the word heal, and it's the word, it's the Hebrew word Rapha. It means, that's the same word, Jehovah Rapha. He sent his word and Rapha. What that means? To stitch the men back together. All of a sudden, it jump off the page into your heart and change your life. That's the difference with the good news and the stuff that you read in the newspaper. And I'm not saying, I'm not knocking reading the newspaper and watching the news. But it would be good if we get more of this in us than more of that. Because whatever you major on, if you keep listening to that stuff and reading that stuff more than you get this in you, when problems and pressure come, you're gonna gravitate to that more than this. It's natural. The newspaper is not a manual. This is. So what's a manual? A manual tells you everything about the manufacturer and the product.
That's right.
So if a light come on your dashboard, you don't go to somebody else's manual. If you got a Mercedes and somebody got a Toyota and the light boy come on in your the dashboard, okay, in your Mercedes, you don't go borrow somebody's manual from the Toyota to try to fix what's in the Mercedes, right? Why? It's not gonna work. Yet still, we go to other manuals. This is given to us by the manufacturer of humanity, and it tells us anything about the manufacturer that made man and the product which is man. But when we got a problem, we tend to go and look through somebody else's book instead of get the manual for life. Right. It don't work. And then we go to a two-legged, fallen, dirt creature that don't know nothing about this, and we say, what do you think about this? What do you think about the situation? Instead of go to the living God that his word is alive and try to figure out what he says and what he thinks, we go to some two-legged, fallen, dirt creature. You know what I meant when I say two-legged, fallen, dirt creature? That means they're not born again, their mind is not renewed, but we go to them for answer. What y'all think? What do you think about this? Well, child, what I think is if I think you should do, they don't know jack. They're gonna jack your life up if you keep listening to them.
For more information about the Prevailing Word Ministry and Philip Baker, write to us at the Prevailing Word Ministry, P.O. Box 2214. Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127. Or email us at pabaker@prevailingwordministry.org. Or on the web at www.prevailingwordministry.org. You can also call us at 678-373-6978. God bless you. God loves you. And always remember, love.